Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a very special festival that's going to be happening in early April, and we're going to get you all the details about the Onrush Festival. Tim Harrison is the founder and festival director with all of the details and what this is all about. Tim, good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
Tim, it's called the Onrush Festival. First off, got to ask about the title. What's the title all about? Right to the title.
Absolutely. Well, actually, that's one of the most difficult things of a festival is coming up with a name because they've all been used. So it took a little bit, about a week and a half to come up with it. We were using ChatGPT and everything to try and figure it out. And really what it came down to was that it was an onrush of energy and excitement.
I like it. The Onrush Festival. So this is really spotlighting music.
Yes, absolutely. And we are aiming to spotlight independent and unsigned artists in the city and in the region as well. Not that we are exclusive to indie, but we will certainly see if we can provide a platform for those artists.
So we've got a very special event that's coming up in early April. So what's happening for that?
So April 4th to the 6th, we are having our inaugural Onrush Festival. We have two venues right now. We have the hall where we're going to have the Long and McQuaid stage.
Nice.
Sponsorship there. And we're also working with The Bunker. And it's a smaller, more intimate venue. So we're looking to have some really great shows there as well. And as well, some potential after show events where our patrons and some of the artists might show up and have a lovely time.
So those are two great locations, the hall or the former Masonic Hall, and becoming a new destination, the Bunker, is great.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's perfect for those intimate shows, and it's a wonderful atmosphere. So we're really excited that both of these venues have been willing to open their doors for us, and we're hoping... I won't promise anything. We're hoping for some more as we go along.
Yeah.
Because our intention was to start relatively carefully. This is untested waters. We did reach out to other festivals and concert series in the city and around the area, and we got fantastic feedback from them. We want to be a part of the community, not apart from the community.
I love it.
So we want to make sure that we're filling a niche and we're not stepping on any toes. And so far, the response has been fantastic.
Okay, so again, the deadline to enter is coming up fast, we should say.
It is, yes. February 9th is the deadline for digital editions. We have had a stunning response. I am blown away. They just keep rolling in. The quality has been fantastic as well. So we have a limited amount of spots over the 3 days, mm-hmm. but we're thrilled to see that there's such a great response from the community. And this really validates our hypothesis that this is going to be a really important thing for the area.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Now, it's indie bands. Is it a particular type of musical genre, or how does this work?
Great question. So indie could mean so many different things to so many different people. But as we're trying to focus on really building the brand, we're kind of keeping it, not, I wouldn't say narrow, but we're making sure that it appeals to as many people as possible. So we're looking at indie rock, indie pop, alternative, singer-songwriter type stuff. I know that's not technically a genre, but it's sort of grown into one, if you will. So we're focusing on that initially. There may be some additional things and some surprises.
Sure, coming. See where it goes kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the hope is that if there's a significant amount of excitement around this, then we can turn it into a growing concert series mm-hmm. as well. So we are really focused on local. That's why we're doing it sort of before tourist season, if you will, to make sure that all the locals have an opportunity to get exposed to this amazing talent. And then throughout the summer, who knows, there might be some other events. But I would love to see this as an annual event that all our locals can come out to and have a great time. And it can also bring people into town outside of that tourist
season. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So the deadline to submit, if you're going to be a part of this, is coming up February 9th. So that's fast approaching. But the festival itself will be happening April 4th through to the 6th. So that is early April. Locations include the hall and the Bunker Performance spot, and let's pass along the website.
Sure, it's onrushfestival.ca. There will be more content coming soon, but keep an eye on that site because we've got some really great announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks. Certainly the listing of artists that will be playing, mm-hmm. and hopefully some surprise headliners that will be really exciting for Stratford.
And just checking out the website, it looks like you got a great board of directors, if you will, putting this on.
Oh, absolutely. We're so lucky. So Along with myself, we have Dan Rajagopalan, who is a fantastic organizer. He has been organizing the Stratford 5K run walk for the local the past couple of years, and he's roped me into his committee a few times. And we have Tim Nichols, who is a local Stratford musical legend, fabulous bands of the 90s, Soylent Green, Lung Butter, just somebody who has such a passion for this concept and for the music community at large. So I'm thrilled to bits to have those two fine gentlemen working with us, because this is a hard thing to do, and they just make it a joy every day.
It's going to be terrific. We look forward to it in early April. We'll pass along the details, of course, on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com, but again, the website on rushfestival.ca. Another amazing event that's going to be happening right here in Stratford, Tim.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to bits, and couldn't happen to a better city.
There you go. Tim Harrison with the On Rush Festival. Tim, thanks so much. We'll chat again a little closer to the festival.
That would be wonderful. Thanks so much for your time, Jamie.